views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Oh, wait, got the mic and the thing not lined up.
Can't hear you.
Hey, talk radio.
There we go.
Talk
got
radio.
You back now.
It's talk radio. This is talk radio to thrive by. Yes, we are changing the landscape of talk radio, as someone said to me yesterday. I said, is it getting to be a better landscape? Do you like what we're doing? And those are very interesting conversations. But most of this is about really being ready to accept that which is already there for you. So you're listening to our show, the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. Bring this show to you live Monday through Friday on two stations right now, popping right at you in your car and in your living room, KKNW AM 1150 in Seattle and WWPR 1490 in Tampa. We want to shout out to all our Floridians. How are you out there? You've been hearing us talking about all of the snow and the ice we've had here, and I want to tell you, I know it's a lot better where you are. We've got a fabulous show for you today, and I love it when Stephanie Durham is in the house, because we get to talk about metaphysics, we get to talk about sacred contracts, we get to talk about archetypes, and present our lives in an entirely different way. And so she's here with us today as a regular Friday co-host of the show, and I want to just give you a little bit about Stephanie, so you, for those of you that are new to the show, and I know there are many of you that are, she is a coaching consultant. She combines a vast array of business experience with her studies, and her studies are also very, very in-depth with Carolyn Mace at CMED. She's also a hypnotherapist and NLP master practitioner and life coach, and she is also the producer of Home Team. So Stephanie has a very, very wonderful gift that she brings to each and every one of you out there. When we get to chat with her about archetypes, we get to chat with her about sacred contracts and many, many other things. This is an interactive show, which means that we open the phone lines up. You can call in, and Stephanie will connect with you and work with your archetypes or the archetypes that you have for a given question. So this is one of these shows where most of you know the phone number, but we'll be giving it out in a few minutes. I want to say Happy New Year to you, Stephanie.
How are you?
Good.
You look good. You look well rested.
I'm doing very well.
I love the new glasses.
Do you love them? They're
I
my
do.
Little reading glasses.
Yes, I know.
I know both of
that.
Us. Look at us.
I know.
I know.
Anyway, I'm great. I'm happy to be back.
Oh, good for you. You were back in my old stomping ground.
We were back in New York last week, working on a project that we were filming for the Home Team television show in Mount Vernon, New York.
That's right. Now, you know, I was talking with you before the show about the whole bagel thing.
You know, and we were talking, and Pat saying, oh, it's the water. And I'm kind of looking at her going, yeah, right, it's the water in New York. What about the water? And everywhere we went, and the food that we had catered, and I'm talking about the cheesesteak place that we went into that was a hole in the wall in the industrial district.
Exactly.
The food is awesome. It must be the water. The bagels, you know, I'm a pretty tough bagel critic.
I am, too.
And I gotta say,
what was your take on them?
They're awesome.
Aren't they good?
Yeah, one of our crew members who lives in the Bronx, actually.
The Bronx.
He said, you know, I'm gonna ship you bagels, and it's like, yeah, right. And it's gonna mean what to me? But I gotta tell you, they're awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Well, and you know, I grew up in that environment. I mean, I grew up in the Bronx, of course, and up until 15 or so. And, you know, part of the ritual that we had on Sunday as a family, and back then I was a practicing Catholic, and so, you know, we would go to church, And then right after that, you know, Dad would take us to the local bakery. And we would get, you know, hard rolls, we called them back then. And you see these in the movies. You see, you know, there's always this, every time, you know, you get a New York movie that's either about love or romance, there's always some scene or the other that has to do with a bakery.
They bump into each other.
Yeah.
The bakery.
In the bakery.
At 5 in the morning.
Exactly. hot bread. And so that's such an amazing feeling. I was back on the East Coast as well. And I'm always reminded, Stephanie, and we're talking about sacred contracts today, I'm always reminded whenever I'm around an experience like that, or let's say I'm around, you know, fresh baked goods, I'm automatically brought back to those early years in my life.
The olfactory system has a tendency to do that to us. Fragrances will take us back archetypally to what your grandma wore,
as an example,
or something fond, or something that was repulsive. And so when you're back there and you're in the bakery or you're in an area, it naturally takes us back into our memory banks. It's a place of beginning and a place of familiarity.
Exactly. And, you know, we're starting this year off, and let me just share a couple things that people have said, because I want to get your take on it. Before the beginning of the year and when I was doing the show in December, we were talking about this great energy of expansiveness that was coming through. And we talked about it from a number of different perspectives. Of course, from, you know, the astrological reference to Jupiter moving in Sagittarius. We also talked about it from the Mayan calendar. And there are many, many ways to look at it. And then January hit. And for people that I know in the circle that I travel in, and some of our listeners, there was this period from January 1st up until Wednesday, I'd say, that was very, very constricting. It was really, really difficult energy. It was hard to negotiate things. It was, you know, I mean, this story after story that I've heard. And then something happened on Wednesday. And all of a sudden, I mean, I went through the same thing for the radio show. We had been trying to reach people and so forth and so on. And then all of a sudden, on Wednesday, Thursday, and today, of course, things just started to open up. I'm getting emails from people that we contacted 6 months ago. It's just been a very interesting way to begin the new year. And not many people have been able to make sense of it, of course, except maybe Carol Barbeau and her astrology readings. But what's been your sense of it?
Well, you know, when we move into a new cycle of any kind, it is unfamiliar for us for a period of time. We don't know how to manage it. We don't know how to maneuver it. And there are energies around us that will, it oftentimes you want to take a deep breath. You've come through, and the word I wrote down as we're talking about the new season of this new calendar year and other years as well. Like you mentioned, the Mayan calendar, the Chinese calendars, their new year's coming up. We have this ritual about us that through our culture we embrace as representation of a new beginning. And we long for that ritual. We look forward to what it will bring to us. But there's this always, it appears that there's this, you got to get through it, used to it, before you can get in the groove of it.
Yes.
And I believe it stems from the all of the outside factors. Never mind the fact that commercialism has become a ritual all of its own. That we have to get through this season. And now I noticed last night on television, what am I watching? Well, everybody's going to diet and take off what they ate.
Exactly.
Because it's something that has become part of our American culture. So I myself have experienced a rush up and through New Year and to accomplish a lot of things, to participate in the rituals of our family. And then there's this new beginning. It's like, okay, got to get back in the groove. People are on vacations. That alone makes it difficult to overcome things. Never mind what's going on energetically for each of us at a certain point in our lives, taking into consideration all kinds of things. You know, Jupiter. You mentioned that.
I did. Jupiter and Sagittarius.
Those are tough, both from a good viewpoint. There's something that is expansive, and others to beware of.
Mm-hmm.
we, I don't know about you, but everyone that I know sits down and says, okay, what are they going to do this year? Why we wait until January to do this? I'm not quite sure.
Right.
But we do. It becomes a something familiar within our ritual that we simply sit down and do. You mentioned making bagels and going on Sunday. New Year's Day, I can remember as a kid, everybody make a pot of beans and embroider pillowcases.
Oh, wow.
And yet, when I think about that, I have a fond memory of it, but I really don't want to sit down and do that today because my rituals have changed.
Exactly.
That's where I come from. It's part of my culture, my first chakra.
Exactly. Well, you're right about that. I mean, I'm totally gluten-free, so, you know, the last thing I'm going to put in my mouth is a bagel. But that doesn't really stop the kind of longing for it. I mean, when you and I were talking about it, I see this, this delicious garlic bagel. You know what I'm saying? And when they make a bagel in New York and you ask them for cream cheese, you get about as much cream cheese on the bagel as you get the entire size of the bagel. I mean, there is nothing, the stuff is just coming out of the hole and everything. And, you know, I'm reminded of these rituals. And yet, I don't know about you. I don't know what your last week or so was like. For me and for the listeners, this is what I want to say before we go to break, that I have had to create a shift in my consciousness. I've had to do that because I had a really rocky start January 1st. And I really, I kicked in my spiritual practice in a way that I've never done before. And I had my practitioner said to me, that thing that you did makes the difference. But let's talk about this when we come back. Let's talk about the archetypes. We're going to invite all of you out there. If you'd like a reading, you've got the toll-free number. If not, here it is, 1-800-930-2819. Stephanie's here. We'll answer your questions for you. Pull some cards, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Help spread peace around the world with Affirmagy, creators of Affirmaraps, warm, cuddly fleece blankets imprinted with powerful affirmations. Help us wrap the world in peace by giving yourself and someone you love the gift of a peace wrap. And now 10% off in January. To purchase your peace wrap now and to learn more about the company, visit Affirmagy.com or call 206-624-6018. Also, tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to hear Affirmagy founder Kristen Marie Scherlein share her tips for intentional living.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Deborah Tracci, founder of Heart Ignited Life Coaching. For 13 weeks, we will air a tip that you can immediately apply to your life. This ninth tip is on joy. What makes your heart sing out loud? How often is your heart singing? Is it as often as you would like? This week, experiment with many different things to make your heart sing with joy. For more resources on joy, go to heartignited.com. That's heartignited.com.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
Mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, Stephanie, while we're waiting for people to call, I want to give people a sense of what it's like to do a little mini reading with you. As we do on the show. Yes, because the work that you do is really comprehensive.
It is.
It's comprehensive. We're talking hours of sitting down and people really understanding what their sacred contracts are about.
And we use a tool referred to as archetypal patterning. For those of you who come from a psychology background, Carl Jung, the father of archetypes per se, coined the term, and it is a description of a characteristic of something. And this is not, when we talk about archetypes within people, this is not a learned or a trained behavior. It's not a response pattern. It simply is a characteristic that has been with us since our incarnation, since our birth. And we have a lot of different archetypal patterns that are around us. But in the tools that we use, there are 12 that are primary to each and every one of us. 4 of those 12 we all share in common, and that we refer to them as the survival archetypes. We all have a child. There are different type of child archetypes, mind you. The nature child, the abandoned child, the eternal child, like a Peter Pan. And that's how you can tell. What do you think of when you think of an eternal child, Peter Pan? What do you think of as a survivor,
right,
or a saboteur? The saboteur is another one of the survival archetypes. And the victim. So we all have those 4 in common. Then there are 8 others that are unique to each of us. And there are as many archetypal patterns. We use a tool that's a deck of cards that has some 80 or 90 different archetypal patterns in there for us to review to determine which ones might fit with us. You see, they selected us as our chart of origin, which in astrology you could act like it would be your natal chart. The energy that was around us when we were born. There are, in addition to that, there are archetypal energies around us right now, which is the Kairos time. Okay, it's ever-changing, ever-moving. And then there's the cosmic. And the cosmic or divine is the divine's purpose for us. We take these 3 different energetic levels, and we create a three-wheel chart that we can use as a tool of divination and or guidance to give us input on how to approach different areas in our life. 12 different areas, who we are, our home life, how we represent to the world. So when we do a little mini reading with people who call in, there is an intent, a question, an insight, something that the person wants to know more about. Very often, it circles around finances, romances, or employment.
Yes.
And career. Mm-hmm. Very often, that's what people want to know the most about. One of my primary goals is that I do not, as a preference that I have chosen, I prefer that people want to know how to do this themselves. Because as we each learn to use the archetypal patterns, we become more empowered. through that empowerment, we're able to take it to a different level and not have to rely upon someone to do interpretations for us.
Exactly. That's so important.
It is. And it's also very important to keep in mind that there are always times when each of us needs input from a director, a spiritual director, or a guidance person of some sort. So not that we can take this and live within a vacuum, but to expand what we know into our community so that we're offered the opportunity for feedback. So say, the last time that we did this on the air, Benny had a relationship question. So we pull three different cards. Those cards, one would represent the Kronos, one would represent the Kairos, and the third would represent the cosmic or the divine. It's through that trilogy, as I refer to it, that we look and we say, okay, this is who I am. This is the energy around me now. This is what the divine or the cosmic has in mind for me around this particular topic at this point in time. And how do we accommodate that? It's like imagining you have these group of 12 buddies, or in the case of a three-wheel, cast, we would have 70-some people all around us that each represent a particular skill set. And given that skill set, how can I be on the lookout for things that are going to get me in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can I use that skill set to further empower me to a level where I can function within this particular area of query?
Yes, exactly.
And so that's how the little mini readings happen. We look at, there are several nuances that occur when you do a reading, which is to say that I can learn academically how to do this. And as you practice, your intuition, it comes more into play and you become much more aware of a lot of different factors. Sometimes some people, in fact, will suffer from what I call, some people call it psychic overload. I call it shrapnel. Because we get these little things in our mind, and it's hard to determine what is of our mind and what is the intuition coming through as we're reading the cards.
Yeah, it does get very confusing.
So as an example, that I just was playing with the cards, and I picked up the scribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think of an archetypal pattern, each one of those has an empowerment and a shadow attribute. They're attributes. The archetypes themselves are neutral. They're not good, they're not bad, they're not masculine, they're not feminine, or they're not male or female, but they will have masculine or feminine traits within that archetypal pattern. So a scribe, when you think of a scribe, that is someone who writes or translates old text or translates language. The scribe does not come up with the idea like an author or a writer would, but the scribe translates that for the benefit of others. Very important difference between the two archetypal patterns. And so, you can draw a picture in your mind of what that scribe looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are defining it in your mind, because some people will say that they have the ability to listen to a recording, mm-hmm. to listen to the station and go back and make notes because they have auditorially heard it rather than read it, and they are preserving that knowledge that has been from one level to another. Or you can go and you can watch. Reporters oftentimes will do this, or journalists when they go and they make they appear at different functions where they interview people, and they are watching their reactions and their statements, and they transfer those words or those pictures. And that's part of a scribe,
mm-hmm.
because they're transferring that information. The shadow is obviously associated with claiming someone else's work as your own. And that would be like plagiarism.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would be the shadow. I want for me to appear as though I'm really an expert in this field, so I'm going to go read this book, and I'm going to transfer this and claim it as my own.
Yeah, we've had a couple of situations of that in the media last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty big time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true. So that's how we would take a look at a particular archetypal pattern. And we've talked about the rebel before with you.
That's right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you've got a question and want to see which archetypes show up for you, give us a call at the 800 number, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We'll take your question on air, and we will see what cards show up. For me, while we're waiting for the phones, we are, as I said before, we are really, we have a visioning meeting today, by the way. And so part of that is to really look at the vision for the Dr. Pat Show in 2007. And one of the things that we're all really clear about is to get back to the original original goal and mission that I had.
Staying true, you know, one of the most powerful things that an individual can do is to remain sincere.
Yes.
To their goals. That doesn't mean, however, given our rituals and our belief in the new system, I mean our new year, take as an example, you used meditation as a tool. How can I shift into a new belief system?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And maintain that sincerity?
Well, we're going to be talking about this. We've got pretty much all of the phone lines are lit up. Benny's picking them up right now. But our focus is to get back to my original statement before I was even on radio. And that statement was, and this is a statement that came from my heart, was to help as many people as I could in my lifetime through whatever medium spirit chooses for me, so that each individual can take an action to help them live life full out. It happens to be radio right now that showed up, so that whatever I do, whatever connection I have with people, it's with the intention to help them get to the next level of their lives, to do that either through myself or through my guests, people like you. It happens to be radio right now, and I'm open to whatever way Spirit wants me to give of my gift, so that happens. But clearly the message that came through this year over and over and over again was the word expansion.
Expansion. And when we go to break, Pat, I would like for you to consider, when you said here a couple, two or three times, what is your definition of helping people?
I will do that when we come back from break. You're here with the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today is Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. If you want to find out more about her work, go to www.inqmind.com. When we come back, we've got all of the phones lit up, all 300 of them, and we'll be taking the call. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Are you ready, girl?
This is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2007 listener survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added bonus, just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a two-day trip for two on Majestic Hell's Canyon, including boat tour, lodging, all meals, and applicable taxes. Brought to you by Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours. So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. This chance to commune with nature might be yours, but you must first fill out the survey. The lucky person's name will be drawn at this year's travel show, January 27th and 28th at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. The public is welcome at the travel show, and you will find complete details about this event and the survey and contest rules at 1150kknw.com. So log on now.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? We are, and we'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in training for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background, including business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Are you ready for the 12-minute Simone Zone Miracle? Transform any self-defeating internal images into spectacular masterpieces of happiness and success in only 12 minutes. The Simone Zone is a revolutionary empowerment technique that uses cutting-edge audiovisual technology. Get ready to shift negative energy and change it to positive energy now. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique. That's thesimonezone.com.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Well, we've got the phones lit up. Stephanie Durham is in the house today, and we're going to be taking your calls right now.
Absolutely right now. Right now, right this minute, right this second? Yes, we will. Kathy from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. Have you met Stephanie yet?
No.
How are you doing there, Kathy?
Okay, I think. I don't know.
Is it with a K or a C?
C.
It's a C. I like Kathy's with a C. What do you have there?
I was calling in about a question on my love life and living situation type thing.
And what is it that you would like to know about that?
What's going to happen?
What do you want to happen, Kathy?
I don't know.
Where do you think the indecision
is? There's possibility of breaking up.
And is that something that is...
It's not my idea.
So this is something that you don't particularly want.
Right.
And the possibility has come up in open conversation, or is this something that you have a feeling about, or...
Somebody from the past has come in.
Mm. Somebody from the past has come into your life?
No, his.
Okay. And so you have this loom. I feel this looming energy around you about somewhat of...
She's come and gone, and she's back again.
Okay. And where are you without him? And where do you see yourself? Are you so connected that there's this lack of identity? Okay, the card that came up while you were talking, Kathy, we described the archetypal patterns, and the card that came up for you is the wounded child. So what this tells me, especially given the topic that you're selecting, even though it may be a love life type of a question, the wounded child energy around you is... that maybe you are approaching this relationship with these wounds that have yet to have been healed, that probably stem from the way that you communicate with others through the child archetype. So rather than feel empowered or healed, oftentimes you'll approach the conversation maybe from a viewpoint that is, I'm wounded, can't you see? I'm bleeding to death, please take care of me. Is that something that rings true for you in this relationship?
Yeah, I think that sounds kind of right.
So if we were going to use this particular archetypal pattern, when you think of a wounded child, what is it about an the underdog who overcame their wounds? How would they present themselves in this relationship? How would a wound become healed and become a tool of empowerment that you could use in this relationship?
I don't know.
Okay, part of getting rid of our wounds is the ability to see something differently. So if you were to sit and write down on a list how powerful you could be if you pioneered into a new area of thought, went outside the box to consider what is truly going to be healthy for you as an individual, and to take that and to apply it to your relationship. But it will require you thinking outside the box.
Mm.
You want to pioneer. You want to make the silliest list of anything. Here, take a picture of yourself. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
And I want you to put your headdress on. Your feminine, powerful self. And I want you to imagine yourself in everything that you see as being the strength to heal yourself and others, and to be as independent a feminine warrior as you can imagine. Are you there?
Yeah.
What did that person do? What did they do in that moment that transcended this strength and this wisdom into this relationship? What did they do? Did they lift
it? I don't.
Okay, now, come back to me. You're this powerful, beautiful, strong, feminine energy. Did they lift their hand? Did they smile? What are they doing at this very, very moment? What's that warrior doing?
I don't know. I guess I can't concentrate.
Are you standing up?
Yeah.
So you're standing. Are you standing tall? Stand tall.
No.
Stand tall. Lift your shoulders up and expand your breathing to heal your wounds so that you can think clearly about how to move into something alternative as it relates to this relationship. He can't do anything, and neither can the woman who's come in. It's only you that can heal your wounds. And this warrior energy will do that with you, but not for you. You stand up. You take a deep breath. You look around. What can I do differently? Can I move? It might be the silliest thing in the world. You might want to put a backpack on and go across the country on a bicycle. Would that be fun?
No.
then find something that might be fun. If you don't think about it, you can't get there. Hello?
If you don't think about it, what?
If you don't think about all the different options that are available to you, you can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can if you take the first step. Can you take a step with me, Kathy? Just one.
It's hard to hear you now.
Take a step. One step forward into healing your wounds. And it'll work. And then you can see the relationship clearly.
Okay.
It'll work. It'll work. Give it a go. Just give it a little tiny try.
Do you hear what Stephanie is saying, Kathy? And, you know, if this is Dr. Pat. The idea is for you to take your power back by you to take the action for yourself instead of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it sounds like, and Stephanie's pulled a bunch of cards, it sounds like there's a wound that's where you're waiting for someone to take action. And you are the person in power now. You are the one that gets to decide whether or not you want to be in a relationship where you're second, or you want to be in a life in a relationship where you're numero uno. That's the warrior.
And it is self-healing.
It's
not
self-healing.
Selfish. It's
nope,
self-healing.
It's self-healing. But you, the ball is in your court. And so for me, when I hear what you're saying, when you're standing tall and you're envisioning a warrior with feminine energy, she is all about taking care of herself and deciding that she is going to be number one. And if you cannot be number one right now in this relationship, then you have to see that you phenomenally deserve more. But the ball is in your court. It's about your action.
Okay, that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. So let me ask you this, and then we got to run. What action are you going to take today?
Oh, today? I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in the driveway.
Well, that's why we got to get an action. What action are you going to take today for yourself? What are you going to do to honor your absolute magnificence and who you are?
I don't know.
What do you like to do?
I don't know.
Okay, this is going to sound really silly, but it's really simple. You can stand in front of a mirror, and you can look at yourself, and you can smile, and you can look within the person, within your reflection, find one thing that is beautiful, and you begin there. Can't get out of the driveway? Maybe that's because you're supposed to look in the mirror.
I can't hear you.
If you can't get out of the driveway, maybe it's because you're supposed to look into the mirror and find something within yourself of beauty and radiance. And it's easy to do.
Yeah. The point is, it's up to you. Take action today.
Okay.
All right.
Find something.
Find something. It doesn't matter what it is. Find something and do it for yourself. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. You got to take one action. You got to figure out what it is. Even if you think, oh, this is too small. No.
We have to participate in our lives.
Even if it's sitting down watching Oprah.
I talk to people who say, well, I'm trying to. Okay, we're not trying.
We're doing.
Let's do it.
All right, Benny. Let's go to the phones. Let's take another call.
Sure. Let's start up with Linda before the break.
Hi, Linda. Before the break, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
It's a great last name.
How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, let me introduce you to Stephanie.
Hi,
Stephanie.
Hi, Linda. What would you, you have a question or a comment or?
I would just like to have a mini reading. Basically, question is, my son and I, we seem to have two different personalities, possibly archetypes, I don't know, where he's much more of the forceful personality, and I'm more of a, you know, let's be kind about it. Let's be respectful about it. And we seem to continually kind of lock heads on that.
You know, let's do this, Linda. Let's have Stephanie talk with you a little bit more during the break and work some of this out, and then we'll bring you back on air because we've got some time that we can get some clarification on that. Everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we will be right back after this short break. Please, those of you that are on the line, please hold on. We are going to get to you. All right, we'll be right back.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates 3 basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy, and once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join Find the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Join Dr. Scott Lynch for the Peak Living Program Saturday, January 27th from 12 to 2. This program is absolutely free who are all interested. Topics will include creating optimal life patterns to help us reach the peak, the mindset necessary for fulfillment, identifying the exercise, nutrition, and health patterns for achieving wellness, then finally creating an action plan for success. This amazing event is one day only at Crown Hill Chiropractic. For information and reservations, call 206-782-8800 or visit Crown Hill Chiropractic.
1150KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We've got a new website up, www.thedrpatshow.com. Brand new website up. We're going to be continuing to change it, inviting you to participate in many, many ways. But check it out, and you'll get to check out Stephanie. Click on Stephanie's name that you'll find there, or search for Stephanie, and you'll see her name come up. All the shows that she has done, click on that, and you will get to see what she looks like. So there are many, many things happening, ways for us to promote events, ways for you to participate in what we're doing. We've got Linda on the phone right now. And Linda, you and Linda, Stephanie Durham, and Linda, you are working together during the break. Maybe we could share a little bit of that before we go to the other callers.
Yes, we were. Linda, we were, and for others of you out there, we were discussing this relationship question. And what we were discussing, Linda, came through with the Don Juan energy, which is a very romantic type of in the shadow, a very much of a romantic controller, and the martyr card, which you kind of chuckled over when we described the potential that that would fit your teenage son. And what I was offering you up just a moment ago was the goddess energy, and the goddess, goddesses in every woman, which I recommend for people to read who want to know more about them. There are several different goddess types. When I talk with people about what their archetypal energies are, and they say goddess, there's the goddess of the home. There's a warrior goddess. There are many different goddess archetypes. So the feminine goddess archetype that would apply here for you would be Hermes, and or the hermit. You go into a hermitage to learn more about this energy in order to assist you in your communication with your son. You are not going to change his behavior, his response, and or his archetypal patterns in the shadow without having an interaction of your archetypal patterns from the strength or the empowerment side of the attributes. Does that make make sense? So it's almost like, and this goes for every relationship, not just for children and or for teenage people, but when we have these groups of archetypes meet, now remember, we each have 12, so when they meet, there's going to be an interaction among them. Some will, this is where they say like attracts like, or the law of attraction is an example, because I may find that I continually come around the same group of person, but it's not really the person, it's our archetypal patterns. So if I were to ask and work with you further, Linda, I would ask you if there were other relationships you had in your life that were similar to this, if it weren't your son. And which archetype?
Not as strong, but there have been. I mean, I think he by far is the strongest. And maybe it just seems that way because, you know, he's not somebody I can just leave.
Hello. Yes, that would be one subtle way the energies were getting to you. So
can't get rid of your kid.
No, and neither do you want to, obviously, by calling in. You want to learn how to encourage and to reshape this communication.
Exactly.
So get that book. Go back.
And it's called Goddess in Every Woman.
Goddesses in Every Woman.
Okay.
And that would be a very good place for you to begin. And then you may want to consider, if you've had previous relationships, it doesn't matter if they're intimate or not, but previous relationships with the same type of energy. And you look at those historically for you. It's a way to get in contact with which archetypal patterns you're specifically looking at today.
All right, Linda. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Okay, Benny, who do we have?
All right. Let's jump off to Noreen from Woodinville.
Hi, Noreen. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question?
I'm glad to be here.
Do you have a question for Stephanie?
We're glad you're here too, Noreen.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Mine has to do with career and or employment or whatever. Whatever I need to do to make money. And I seem to be missing the message that Spirit's trying to give me because I've been fired from the last two jobs within the last year.
Okay, and so a job and career mean the same thing to you?
Well...
It's there's really a big difference. When Spirit's trying to get through to us, to draw us into really the place of our highest potential, It very, very often has nothing to do with what we do to earn a living. So if you have had a history in your entire life of having difficulties in job employment, I would encourage you, if you do, to go back to those times and to look at when you had a shift. What happened? Dr. Pat's personal story about this is a prime example. When she was in a place of employment that had been for a number of years, and all of a sudden they dropped a shoe and said, thanks, you're out the door.
But, well, that's what they did to me twice.
Okay, well, and Pat, you can maybe share when that happened to you.
Yeah, well, that's the bottom line. It happened to me, and then it happened to me again. And both times it happened to me had to do with me going back to school and getting the education I've always wanted. The first time it happened, it was I really outgrew the place. So this was not a place for me to continue to be, even though the money was fabulous and I was 5 years away from retirement. And the second time it happened to me within, let's say, a five-year period was because I got hooked up in a consulting firm, and instead of finishing my PhD, I was hanging out with consultants, not at a great salary, and, you know, wasn't going to finish. And so the bottom line, the universe gave me a little help to say, that is not the path for you. Why are you doing this? And it got me back on track. So the thing that I would say to you is to get really in touch with what you truly want in life.
And the card that came up when you all were when you were talking first, and then I drew another, was the monk or the nun, which is similar to the hermit card we pulled earlier, with the exception that the monk or the nun has a direct connection with the divine. So to go into solace... from a spiritual point of view.
Yes.
To emerge into a network of people, of like-minded. Never mind, and don't even consider what you're doing for a career when you're doing this. You have got to remain open to all the possibilities for the universe to get through to you. And they will use a networker, and by virtue of that, you will transform your belief about your career and your occupation.
Okay.
Did you love those jobs you were at?
No.
Okay. I'm telling you that, believe me, that's how ornery I got at those jobs as well. It was a really love-hate relationship. And when you're not liking the job you're at, you're not going to stay there.
And the universe knows that.
They know that. And you're telling them that. So you've got to absolutely go within and decide what you love. You can do it, Noreen. I'm telling you, you've got it. You can do it.
And it will transform. The alchemy will happen.
Okay, you good to go?
Okay, just one more aspect to it, and that's that currently I'm looking, obviously, for another job for income, and I just don't want to take the wrong one. I'm, you know, slightly paranoid.
Yeah, well, the nun energy, the monk energy is also very, very instrumental in going into service. So I suggest you not take any job right now and go into service.
Okay.
Volunteer.
Okay.
And so, and it will show itself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Noreen.
I can do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Good luck. And good job for saying so. I can do that.
That's right. I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Stephanie Durham, www.inqmind.com. We'll take the last call, and maybe, Stephanie, you'll have to work with this individual offline for a few minutes.
Yeah, real.
Who do we have? I mean,
let's take Debbie from Kent.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I think we just have enough time for you to get your question on here, and maybe Stephanie can spend a few minutes with you once the show ends.
Oh, okay, great.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some more information about, kind of spiritual guidance, like how I'm doing on my path and if I need to take any detours and kind of just spiritual information.
Well, my first question to you would be, how do you think you're doing?
I think I'm doing great.
Well, then why
are
you asking me?
Connected and spiritually.
Then why are you asking me? Let me tell you something. As you were talking, that was a loaded question. The Fool and the Storyteller are the two cards that came up when we were talking. The Fool is a powerful, powerful archetype. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. As soon as, don't hang up, they're going to wrap up the program.
I loved it when I picked the Fool about 2 weeks ago. Boy, Stephanie's going to share a bunch with you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Stephanie Durham, www.inqmind.com. We'll see you right back here on Monday. Make yourselves a great day.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.